key to success you guys had against Dez in week one?
It's a combination of, you know, pass rush, the guys up front doing well, putting pressure on the quarterback, and guys being disciplined on the back end. You know, Janoris did a good job, you know, of planning and matching up, and then, you know, guys over the top. You know, so it was a combination of things.
How does your guys' job change now that Jason's not there up front?
It stays the same. You know, it's the next man up. You know, the up front guys are trying to handle getting pressure on the quarterback and things like that. And then it's our job to try to be disciplined on the back end and handle the pass coverage. But basically everything will stay the same for us on the back end.
Why do you think you've been able to do such a good job against some of the top receivers? I mean, Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, Dez, none of them, I think, 60 yards down in the top.
Team defense, you know, when the guys get pressure up front, it forces the ball to come out faster. You know, our guys compete. You know, Janoris has been matching up a lot of times against those guys when he's on the outside, so he does a good job of competing. And DRC will have him inside, you know, because they move those guys around, you know, like so DRC faced AJ a few times in the slot and has the same thing in Dez. Remember in the first game, he knocked down a pass in the end zone in the slot. So when they move those guys around, it kind of both guys get a chance to play, you know, some of the top guys. And like I said, along with the pass rush, team defense works out good for us.
Is that sort of where DRC comes to your advantage in the slot, like, you know, when they move big guys like that in there? Because usually big guys aren't in the slot.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of teams, you know, that's what the good teams do. They move their best players around a little bit. Like I said, if you go watch Dez, I mean, he lines up in all three receiver spots. You know, if you watch him play AJ, he lines up in all three receiver spots. So when you have a guy inside, those are two examples of tall, big guys that can run, that his size gives them a chance to at least match up physically with those guys inside.
Do you guys typically decide before a game that Janoris is going to follow guys, or signs that made on the fly?
We usually decide before a game on some things, but sometimes we make midstream adjustments, you know, during the game. Because what happens is the, you know, offense, they change the stuff that they do, they put on film too, you know, so it kind of changes as we go, but sometimes we have a pre-plan on some stuff we may want to do.
How has Eli responded since that game when you took him out for the half?
He's responded well. You know, he came back, and actually in the Cleveland game, you know, he almost got a pick, almost got that foot in. Then he came back in the Steelers game, you know, had a tackle for loss. He ended up recovering a fumble. He ended up getting a pick in that game. So he's starting to respond and starting to play well for us. So that's a good thing to see him, you know, overcome that.
Sometimes rookies have bumpiness, ups and downs. Do you feel like he's gotten past that now and is ready to take off?
Yeah, hopefully he's ready to take off and continue to grow, you know, and that's the thing. You know, they play, you know, elite receivers in the league, you know what I mean, as a rookie. So sometimes he makes rookie mistakes, but he's grown, he's matured with it, he's getting better each week. So, you know, we're proud with his progress so far.
Where is he in the postseason?
Just his discipline. His discipline, he's improved the most. You know, he's a competitor. He's a big physical guy. He'll tackle. But his discipline is where he's grown and being consistent. You know, and, you know, you get that by reps. You know, the more reps he takes, you know, he gets a chance to see things that now he's already have on tape instead of for the first time.
I know he played last week, but how did Leon handle that stretch where he was a healthy scratch?
He's good. You know, he's a pro, man. You know, he's a great teammate. He's a great guy to coach. He's the ultimate professional. You know, he's back in the mix now, moving around a little bit, and it's good. You know, and that's part of the business, but he handled it great.
Cody, kind of.
Is that a tough conversation, though? The guy, you know, veteran, obviously played a ton of football, telling him, you know.
Yeah, obviously they all want to play, man. You know, that's the thing. But like I said, when you know, he understands how things go sometimes. And like I said, I hats off to him on how he handles stuff. And, you know, and here's what happened. Long football season back in it. And, you know, and then, like I said, a lot of football they'll be played. So they all know that, you know, hopefully we can be playing a lot more games. So they got to get a chance to get reps.
Cody, you guys seem to use him in certain packages, certain sense. What does he bring? And how do you decide, you know, when you're going to use him and where?
Smart guy, plays well inside, instinctive, understands route combinations, you know, sees formations and tendencies very well, you know what I mean? So he has a good football IQ. You know, so we just pick times that we try to use him and have everybody have a role, you know, because he's a guy that can definitely help us and contribute to this team a lot, so we got to make sure we utilize him the best we can.